Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, October 19th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Incipio. Leading off today, in addition to all of the announcements at yesterday's Unleashed Apple event, such as AirPods 3, 9to5 Mac has also learned that Apple is planning new Beats headphones to be announced sometime next month. The new Beats Fit Pro earbuds feature a design similar to the Beats Studio Buds, which were introduced earlier this year. They are completely wireless and they feature an in-ear design with a small ear hook that rests inside of your ear. So it's really a combination of the Beats Studio Buds design and the Power Beats Pro design. In terms of features, 9to5 Mac has heard from sources that Beats Fit Pro will feature active noise cancellation, transparency mode, and Apple's H1 chip for fast pairing with Apple devices and Siri. The Beats Fit Pro will achieve 6 hours of battery life with ANC enabled or transparency mode enabled, or 7 hours without those features. Combined with the charging case, the new Beats earbuds deliver between 27 and 30 hours of battery life. Apple is also making the Beats Fit Pro more Android-friendly, with full support for quick pairing, battery levels, and custom controls on Android through the Beats application. According to 9to5 Mac sources, the Beats Fit Pro are currently scheduled to be announced the week of November 1st, with shipments beginning a few days later. Depending on what they end up being priced at, the Beats Fit Pro could be a very enticing alternative to the new AirPods 3, especially because Beats Fit Pro includes support for transparency mode and active noise cancellation, two features that are missing from AirPods 3. In other news today, Apple has confirmed that macOS Monterey will be available to all users next week on October 25th. While the update will come with new features such as Focus Mode, the Shortcuts app, SharePlay, and more, there is one feature that will not be available at launch: Universal Control. Universal Control was demonstrated by Apple during the WWDC keynote back in June, and it lets users wirelessly control an iPad or even another Mac using the same keyboard and mouse of their main computer. So for instance, if you're sitting at an iMac and you have an iPad off to your left, you can take the mouse that you're using with the iMac, push the cursor towards the far left-hand side of the screen, and the cursor will jump over to the iPad, similar to a multi-display setup. But unfortunately, this feature will not be available when macOS Monterey is released to the public on the 25th. Apple has confirmed on its website that the feature will be coming in a future software update sometime later this fall. So this implies that Universal Control will be available as part of macOS Monterey 12.1 or maybe even 12.2. Apple hasn't elaborated at all on the reason for this delay, but it is disappointing seeing that Apple highlighted it as one of the key features of macOS Monterey at WWDC. Meanwhile, Apple has also made some changes to the Safari tab design in the latest beta version of macOS Monterey. Apple has essentially reverted to a more traditional Safari design, with tabs that are similar to what was available in macOS Big Sur. You can get a closer look at this new Safari design at the link in the show notes below. We're sponsored this week by Incipio. Incipio's new case collection for the iPhone 13 lineup is designed for use with MagSafe chargers and accessories. The new lineup also provides users with 12-foot drop protection, and it utilizes an antimicrobial technology that prevents 99% of surface bacteria from gathering on your device. Other design tidbits include ultra-responsive press-fit buttons and a raised bezel for additional screen and camera protection. Each case is made from recycled materials, and if a person sends back their phone case through the Incipio recycling program, the company will send a 20% coupon once they receive their case. You can head over to Incipio or Verizon to check out the new collection for the iPhone 13. And the Incipio Duo is also available to purchase at Verizon.com, from your local Verizon store, and from Incipio's website. Hit the link in the show notes for more. Rounding out today, as we discussed yesterday, Apple has officially announced its new MacBook Pro lineup, with 14-inch and 16-inch options available with the M1 Pro and M1 Max processors inside. And while the first orders are set to arrive next week, shipping times are already slipping into December. Apple says the delays are primarily affecting custom configurations of the new MacBook Pro models. If you opt for any of the stock configurations of the 14-inch or 16-inch models, you'll still get an estimated delivery window of late October or early November. But where the delays start to kick in is with custom builds, with additional RAM and additional SSD storage. For the 14-inch model, upgrading to higher-tier SSD storage configurations will push your estimated delivery out to mid-November. The 16-inch MacBook Pro is even more affected by the delays. Upgrading to the top-tier M1 Max processor with a 10-core CPU and 32-core GPU pushes shipping estimates to early to mid-December. And if you upgrade from 32GB of memory to 64GB of memory, Apple is currently quoting delivery times as late as the last week of December. Apple also says the 14-inch and 16-inch MacBook Pro models will be available in Apple stores and from Apple-authorized resellers starting on Tuesday, October 26th. But keep in mind, however, that only the default configuration options will be available from stores. If you'd like to upgrade to one with a higher power processor, more unified memory, or additional storage, you'll have to order a custom configuration from Apple's online store. And if you hope to get one before the end of the year, we recommend doing so sooner rather than later. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.